USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reuters is reporting U.S. officials have struck a deal with the Taliban. As a result, if carried out, will allow 200 American civilians and others seeking visas to leave Afghanistan on chartered flights Thursday. The departures were expected to take place from the Kabul airport later in the day. It's unclear if any Afghans trying to get out were included. No official word from the State Department or White House at this time. A staffing crisis at the prison Rikers Island in New York has created a dangerous and chaotic situation that allowed inmates to assault each other, fatally overdose, and post TikTok videos of themselves partying at the prison. Cell phone video captured inside the prison emerged Sunday night that shows three inmates viciously assaulting another, throwing him on a bed and beating him to a pulp as he desperately cried out. When Department of Corrections officials saw the video after it was posted online, they responded by moving the inmates to another section of the jail. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
There's a scene from the children's television show Blue's Clues back in the 90s, the moment host Steve Burns picked up a suitcase and walked out the door. The abrupt departure long went unexplained. Steve posted a video Tuesday night for the millennials.
I mean, we started out with clues, and now it's what? Student loans, and jobs, and families, and some of it has been kind of hard. You know? I know you know. And I wanted to tell you that I really couldn't have done all of that without your help. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you. Ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends. Thanks for listening.
Actor Michael Constantine, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and the classic TV sitcom Room 222, died Wednesday at his home in Reading, Pennsylvania. He was 94. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Flash movie star Logan Williams' official cause of death has been released by Canada's British Columbia Coroner's Service over a year after the 16-year-old died in April of 2020. According to the coroner's report posted Wednesday, the late star died from an overdose of fentanyl and was classified as accidental. The Intercept Online publication through the Freedom of Information Act has obtained 900-plus documents indicating Dr. Fauci has been deceitful to the American people about COVID-19. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul and Fauci on May 11th.
The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying things that are not correct.
New York Times science journalist Nicholas Wade says Fauci was dead wrong and gain-of-function was taking place at the Wuhan lab.
Yes, it certainly does. They were taking viruses related to the SARS family of viruses, and they were sticking into them the spike protein genes from other viruses, and they were getting them to infect humanized mice, as it's called, and showing that the new viruses they had created were more potent than the viruses they came from. That is the standing definition of gain of function.
Documents show gain of function research was being paid for with American tax dollars. USA Radio News.